Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood.
On Tuesdays, get your pop culture news and reviews with a pure Bostonian perspective on the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then on Thursdays, you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, presenting the Live Issues program.
It's going down each week. Only in the land of Ash, nerdcore at its finest.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and Omnistry Inc. proudly present No Borders, No Race, the world's J-pop and alternative hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your host, King Baby Duck. We've got an excellent show prepared for you this week. Our favorite guys from Wicked Anime are going to be popping by to chat about an amazing French animated series that you should all certainly check out. And a smorgasbord of musical guests drop by to play a neat little card game with us. Plus, Sawa Sensei drops in for another edition of Nazo Nazo Nyango, focusing on a lighter topic. So, let's not waste any more time and jump in to today's playlist. Remember, if you like what you hear and want to support these artists, you can find just about all of them on such places as Amazon.com, CDJapan.co.jp, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record store. Let's start off with a great jazzy number from Japan's finest musicians, Soil and Pimp Sessions. And this is the title track from their beautiful 2005 EP. It's called Summer Goddess.
Summer Goddess!
Thank you.
Miss Aya Hirano with Nombili Shimasho from this year's Vivid album. I just love this track. It's got a real French cafe vibe to it. Something to play while sipping on an espresso with a good book on your lap. You know, I'd like to hear Aya do a whole album like this. She's got a really good voice for this style of jazz. Alright, boys and girls, I hope your funny bone is ready because Sawa Sensei is about to teach you all that you need to know about Japan's art of comedy. It's time for another edition of Sawa Sensei's Nazanazo Nihongo.
Hi everyone, this is Sawa Sensei on Nazanazo Nihongo. Nazanazo Nihongo no koona e yokoso! Welcome back! 今日も日本のポップカルチャーや文化についてみんなと学んでいきたいと思います。どうぞよろしく。 And thanks to the request, I'd like to talk about お笑い芸人 Japanese comedy. リクエストどうもありがとうございます。 And it took me a while to think how to introduce this broad category of comedy, which is very popular in TV and radio and magazines and many different types of mediums in recent years.They are almost treated as 芸人 or talento. And these two categories are quite uniquely mixed and there are a lot of parts that overlaps one another. So let's take a look from お笑い and go down deeper and to figure out why I said 芸人 and talento are able to fall on together in some part. So the words that I'm introducing you today are first, お笑い.Secondly, gaining, and also, talento. First, let's start with お笑い, and I'd also like to mention about 漫才 as the root of お笑い. お笑い is the honorific form of the word 笑い, meaning a laugh or smile. As it said, one of the biggest お笑い company named 吉本興業has a company even once had a celebration project named Laugh and Peace for its 90th anniversary together with Nippon Television Network for its 50th anniversary. So, the お笑い has a strong connection with the current Japanese mediums. So, the root of お笑い goes back to another form of comedy and it is called 漫才.And it is still here in Japan today. I won't go too deep with 漫才 today, but briefly, it's traditional style of stand-up comedy in Japanese culture. Mainly, it'll be performed by a straight man, tsukkomi, and a funny man, boke. So, the pair of tsukkomi and boke. And they trade jokes at great speed. And most of the time, it's two people, two-person group,But sometimes it's three or four. 漫才 originally based around a festival to welcome the new year back in Heian period, about the year 800, long time ago. And by the Edo period, the stand-up style became more common, although the other style of comedic and laughable entertainment named Rakugo surpassed in popularity back then. With the end of Taisho period, 吉本興業founded in 1912 in Osaka, introduced a new style of 漫才, which lacked much of the celebration that had accomplished in the past. And this new style successfully spread all over Japan, including Tokyo. And today, there is no day without seeing any お笑い once you turn on the mediums like radio or TV, as well as they are up on the stage with its stand-up style comedy performances. And we call these performers as 芸人. 芸人. 芸人 is the way how we call performers of お笑い in Japanese, maybe similar to comedy and comedian terms in English.And these お笑い芸人 are most commonly introduced by their using their combi name or group names. Maybe you've heard some of the names such as Downtown or 99, maybe Creams 2, maybe Cow Cow. I'd like to introduce a little bit more deeper about Cow Cow later on, because I once sang a song for their DVD. But for now, let's go back to the topic. Some popular group, which we call as Kombi, like the name that I just came up with, 99 Crimps 2, Cow Cow Downtown, or Gaining, once they reach to the certain point of the popularity, they start to expand their career as a host of the program, like TV, radio, and even some ceremonies such as 紅白 歌合戦, which is one of the biggest and traditional music festival held in end of the year. When they are super popular and working in a variety of fields, but not only for their 漫才, 笑い performances, they are tend to be called as talento. And there are three big names for such popular owarai origin talento. Their names are Sanma, Tamori, and Beat Takeshi. Talento is a Japanese rendering of the English word talent, and its meaning is a little bit different. In short, talento in Japanese is a catch-all term for personalities who regularly appears on mass media, especially on TV. Here, I'd like to mention a little more about Beat Takeshi, who successfully spread his talent. I mean, English talent here, not talento. You know what he's been doing? It's massive! I knew he'd done a lot of great things and accomplished in each field, but until today, I just done a research about him and I didn't know it was this much. You all know, or at least have heard of the name Kitano Takeshi, right? The film director of Zatoichi or Hanabi or Outrage and many others, screened at the Cannes Film Festival. And that Kitano Takeshi is actually a Beat Takeshi, one same person. Other than filmmaking, he also working as a comedian, of course, when he is Beat Takeshi. And he also do actor, show host, director, presenter, screenwriter, author, poet, painter, and etc. This is nothing but a whole bunch of talent, and he really is a great talented talento, which has gone beyond the talento border. So before we go on to the music, I'd like to summarize what we've gone through today. First, owarai. It's very common in Japanese TV shows, and comedians are referred as owarai gainin or talento once they're big in Japan. Okay, maybe it sounds a little bit weird without seeing the movements of kau kau, the owarai gainin from Yoshimoto Kogyo, which I mentioned earlier today. Here, I recommend you to watch this preview video on YouTube or on my blog, which I will post later, maybe together with some review notes of this episode today. Can I talk a little bit about behind-the-scenes story here? The video is quite funny, and from the singer's part, the situation of the recording was very weird, not like the other singing works that I've experienced before. Maybe this is something particular for that can be said only for owarai recordings. Imagine, producer, songwriter, sound engineer, assistants, they're all in a control room looking at me with very serious face. And there was really no space for laughing or smiling because recording is a serious work to do. I was having a hard time keeping myself from laughing between the big gap of serious atmosphere and from this funny joke. When we recorded the intro part, which we actually recorded in the very end, somehow I stopped hearing the voices from the control room. I thought I heard okay or nice take, but nothing since then. So left alone in the booth, I became very worried and got out to the control room. Then I knew. Everyone was laughing, even some had tears in their eyes. The songwriter couldn't resist himself from bursting into laughter when I said those intro words, and then everyone was triggered to the laughter. So I knew. Everyone there was trying not to laugh until the work is completed. So that's like one of the episodes that I wanted to share with you. And by hearing this no surprise exercise, which is Atarimaya Taiso's English version, I'd like to give this corner back to King Baby Duck. Thank you very much for listening Nazo Nazo Nihongo today again. And don't forget to send me a request on any phrase or words that you'd like to dig together deep. じゃあ、またね。See you in the next episode. Bye bye. A one, a two, a one, a two, a one, two, three, go. No surprise, no surprise, no surprise exercise. Move your right leg forward, bend your left leg forward too. You can walk, no surprise exercise. Curl your fingers forward a couple of times and people come, no surprise exercise. When people come and they're too close, it's annoying, no surprise exercise. Well, yeah, carry and shine such anyway. What is this? No surprise exercise. If you pinch, then it hurts. If you squat, you'll be low bar, smell bad. We want money, no surprise, no surprise. No surprise exercise.
Arigato, Sawa-sensei, and if you have any questions about Japan or looking to spruce up on some Japanese trivia, please write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com with the subject line, Ask Sawa-sensei. And I'm quite happy that she talked a bit about B. Takashi. He's one of my favorites, both on and behind the camera. Call it a fool's dream, but since watching both Takeshi's Castle and Sonatine, I've always wanted to work with that guy. So, with Japanese comedy being the subject of Nazo Nazo, I figured I'd return the jester to Sawa-sensei and play some English-styled comedy, and I can't think of anyone better than Monty Python, who just released a live DVD of their last performance entitled Monty Python Live, mostly. One down, five to go. Here's their most classic of songs that everyone sings along to, the Lumberjack Song.
Well, the weather for the whole area will continue much the same as the past few days. Temperatures 17 centigrade, that's 49 Fahrenheit. Winds will freshen later tonight to southwest, force 6 or 7. And there will be showers, sometimes heavy in many... Oh, sod it. I didn't want to do this. I don't want to be a weather forecaster. I don't want to rabbit on all day about sunny periods and patches of rain spreading from the west. I want it to be a lumberjack leaping from tree to tree as they float down the mighty rivers of British Columbia. The giant redwood, the larch, the fir, the mighty Scots pine, the lofty flowering cherry, the plucky little aspen, the limping rude tree of Nigeria, the towering wattle of Aldershot, the maidenhead creeping water plant, the naughty Leicestershire flashing oak, the flatulent elm of West Ruislip, the Quercus maximus bamba gascoini, the Ampergillus levata hueus greenus. With my best buddy by my side, we'd sing, sing, sing. I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesdays I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.
He cuts down trees, he eats his lunch, he goes to the lavatory.
I cut down trees, I skip and jump, I like to press wildflowers. I put on women's clothing and hang around in bars. Down trees, I wear high heels, suspenders and a bra. I wish I'd been a girly, just like my dear papa.
Thanks with the song Over Again. That's from their Move On EP. And as you notice right now, we are coming to you from the Middle East, upstairs in Cambridge, Massachusetts. We are joined by our good friends Brian and Neil from Cuckoo Kangaroo.
Yo, yes. Some smooth jazz playing.
Oh, yeah, you know.
A little background music.
Yeah, nice little atmosphere right now. And also we have Andrew and Jonathan from Wicked Anime.
Yo.
And also our friends James and Lydia from Right Primate.
Yeah.
Woo. I think James might need to come just a wee bit closer. Because
James,
I don't
you
know.
Gotta sneak in, bro.
Yes.
Get a little closer.
Bright Primate in the house.
So today we're going to be doing something a little bit different. Something that Jonathan is working on for the Wicked Anime podcast show.
Yeah, man. I dig card games. So we're going to try a card game right now. The card game that we have now is called Channel A. You have to make your own anime and you have to try to pitch to everybody else that it's going to be the craziest anime that everybody should watch. All right? So we're going to start off right here. I'm going to draw five cards. Producer cards. That's what they are. The premise cards. And I'm going to pick two. And so the anime that we are going to make is we're going to make a post-apocalyptic restaurant anime. So everybody, what they need to do...
Which is perfect.
They're
amazing.
That.
Okay. So what everybody needs to do is they need to take 10 of these cards, 10 of the title cards,
10?
And then pick four, up to four, one to four cards to make your title.
Oh my God. Okay. So 10 of each?
Okay, so I pick four.
Four that I want? Yeah, pick four out of the 10.
Yes.
You get to keep the 10. So keep 10 of the cards, and then you take four of them to make the title.
Okay, right. So we choose four out of the 10.
Yes, up to four.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Let me see here.
What are these? Oh, yeah.
Who are we pitching this to? The fan or to a studio?
You guys know Dave.
Pitching it to a studio.
Okay, so we're trying to make some money here?
Okay, so let's say I'm the producer, and I laid down this premise, and I said, this is popular, you guys need to make this, so you have to convince me that we should make this anime, that it's going to make money.
So are these the names of, the title?
Yes.
Yeah, you read the title.
Create the title.
So you make the title, and then tell me what the anime is going to be about.
For a post-apocalyptic restaurant anime.
Okay.
Speaking of anime?
Yeah. Okay. So here we go. I'll start right here. So my anime is going to be Darkness Revolution Arena. Whoa. And it's a post-apocalyptic take on Iron Chef, where all the greatest post-apocalyptic chefs come from around the world, and they take all their canned preservative foods to make the best food on the post-apocalyptic wasteland. And so they all have to battle it out, and the losers face certain death. Almost in a Thunderdome kind of way.
That sounds awesome.
Okay, yes. So who's next?
I would watch it.
All right.
Let's go around in a circle.
Do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Just go whoever's ready.
So Full Metal Moon Dash Fighter.
Oh.
The servers are in full metal uniforms. You're serving on the moon. It's like a Diner Dash style thing where you're fighting it out with each other, so you can serve the most people at once on the moon.
I'd watch it. I'd ship it.
Next, who's next? Who's
We got Dave Reardon from The World of Square joining us here too.
I got a 120% maniac fist eater.
Oh my God.
So I guess in this restaurant, there's a lot. It's like a micro restaurant or something, and there's a lot of fighting. There's this one guy who's just great at people throw punches, and he just opens his mouth and the fist gets.
Sounds good.
Okay.
So these all have to be on the central theme then, right?
Yes.
Right, yeah. So I have the most boring ones possible. I've got Galaxy Angel Ninja Girls.
Yeah.
Which sounds like any anime ever, but apparently it's Galaxy Angel Ninja Girls in a restaurant.
Woo!
It's called Queen Pocket Rider, and basically Queen Pocket Rider, you know, was there as the apocalypse happened, and she woke up and she's in this restaurant, and you know, there's not many people around, but the people who are around, you know, they're the bad guys, and as Queen Pocket Rider, her superpowers involve a pocket in her pants, and basically whenever she needs, you know, to fight all the other bad guys, they're kind of like zombie-like, sort of undead, sort of like the apocalypse has affected them,
you know, and she is now Queen Pocket Rider, and she can pull out everything she needs to do battle with these zombies. It is her special pocket powers that come from the Queen Pocket Rider, and also, you know, part of as being the Pocket Rider, she has this motorcycle that she's riding around on. That's like how she gets around, and that also can fit into her pocket. So it's all about the pocket. It's magical. She's Queen Pocket Rider.
Wow, that's a long trailer.
It's gonna be tough to beat.
I'm shocked you didn't go for the hot pocket angle.
I didn't have hot. Yeah, I didn't have hot.
I'm going game show theme here. Underneath the post-apocalyptic restaurant is a game show called Perfect Penguin Boyfriend. It's all about trying to find your perfect penguin mate who's going to leave you after mating season. You know, so you got a bunch of like emperor penguinesses, and they're like, oh, who's this hot dude named Dwayne, you know? And it's all anime, so like they look like girl penguins even though in real life they don't. So it's going to sell really great because penguins watch a lot of Hulu. We're trying
penguin market.
Yeah, I'm not trying to go network. We're going online. So I think Amazon Prime or Hulu is going to try to pick the show up.
That sounds like a good idea. Yeah. All right, so I have Happy Strike Legendary. This takes place in a place called Happy Strike, which is like a Chuck E. Cheese sort of restaurant. By day, it seems like a happy, ordinary sort of kids restaurant. But by night, the band, which is called Happy Strike Legendary, goes out and fights crime.
Yes. Like the robot band.
Yes, the robot band. So it'll be kind of like the opposite of Five Nights at Freddy's. Yeah. It'd be like a kid-friendly version of it.
All right.
Okay. You've watched the anime before. So you've all pitched. So now who's... now we got all off the boat. Which one you would watch? All
right. I'm going to win. So
does everyone get one?
Game,
how's,
guys,
it, how's it working?
Yeah, we all vote except for... We can't vote for ourselves, so we have to vote for whoever's...
Okay. Any of them. Except for Ninja
Girls.
All right.
I got to say that as the producer for my restaurant, post-apocalyptic anime, my vote goes in for Pocket Queen.
Ooh, right? Yeah,
I'm voting Angel Ninja Girls.
I have to go with the Queen Pocket Rider.
Oh, snap.
Thank you.
I missed a couple. Can I vote for myself?
No, you can't.
I'm going for 120 Maniac Fist Eater.
I like 120%. That's just a funny card.
I gotta go for the Perfect Penguin Boyfriend because I watched it.
Yes.
I wanna vote Happy Strike Legendary. I love the Chuck E. Cheese plot. That's a winner for me.
Well, then the votes are in. That would mean that Queen Pocket Rider is the next anime hot anime.
Yeah. Celebration. You get a free cup. You get a cup.
What's up?
And we got fans now.
Hey, you ever heard about Queen Pocket Rider?
You will.
You will. Just wait.
So you get these cards.
All right. Thank you.
Good game.
That's it.
Channel A. Get it now at Games by James.
Awesome. Thank you very much, you guys.
That was fun. Yes. That was cool. Little quick game.
Yeah, good
podcast.
Excellent.
These cards have a nice heft to them.
Yeah, they do.
It's
got a good feel. We got to rock this up.
Yeah, it's definitely a game that I think everybody should try to get for Christmas time.
You could, like...
Oh, somebody's trying to get sponsored here.
So
right?
Today's episode brought to you by...
I'll give you a bonus card.
Pizza. What's this?
I'll rock it.
Yeah,
it's cool. I'm going to talk to these people.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Thank you again.
Party people.
See you in the show.
Cannot wait.
All right,
so
coming up next, we got the band Polysix.
Oh, yeah.
With the song Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto. It's a Styx cover from Low Bits EP. So all of you guys, enjoy that.
Excellent. Sweet. Cool.
are gonna have a cat party. We're gonna have a cat party. We are gonna have a cat party. So bring your cat and something to share with us. We are gonna have a cat party. We're gonna have a cat party. We are gonna have a cat party. So bring your cat and something to share. Will you make sure we have hors d'oeuvres? Hey Jen, you're the DJ. Make sure to play all the hits. Hey Boris, you're not invited. JK buddy,
kidding, bro.
We love
buddy.
You. We love you, Boris. Cause we are gonna have a cat party. We're gonna have a cat party. We are gonna have a cat party. So bring your cat. Something to share.
Our good buddies Cuckoo Kangaroo with Cat Party from their album Viral Songs About Cats and Stuff. And we got Andrew and Jonathan back here, and I gotta say, seeing Cuckoo Kangaroo doing a headlining show, I think it really is better than seeing them open up a show, because you know, when you're seeing them open up, they're really pumping up the crowd, but when they're headlining, I feel like they give like 110% on the stage.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose so, and I will say that show that we saw of Cuckoo Kangaroo was the best show yet of Cuckoo Kangaroo, but Cuckoo Kangaroo also really knows how to start a show.
Yeah, right. I think that they are a good hype show.
No, I couldn't agree more, but actually seeing them being a headliner, it yeah. shows that they are willing, they are capable of doing what do.
Oh, it works. It works.
Of course, they are successful entertainers.
Yeah. And I look forward to seeing what they're going to do next. And hopefully with this partnership they're doing with Go Noodle, which is like this educational service, I'm hoping that this is going to really push them out more and hopefully get that whole TV pilot thing going for them as well.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, my girlfriend Christine, she uses it. She's a teacher in Massachusetts for a high school, and she works with special needs kids. And she's now using their videos on Go Noodle for their brain breaks in her classroom. She teaches special ed, so it's really good for her program.
Yeah, and you know, it's a good sort of thing for kids to loosen up, to have a little bit of fun in between studying and such, and it keeps them in shape and fit and healthy.
Yeah, not to mention I like them too anyway, so, you know.
Right. Because we had such a diverse crowd at this event.
Yeah, we did. It was a serious 50-50 split, and there were plenty of groups that were not parents that were there. I mean, there were five of us right off the bat, and then there were, you know, other
We had Aquabats fans. We had Frank Turner fans there. It was great.
Yeah,
it was the most adorable little mosh pit too, happening right in the front.
A mosh pit of blinking shoes.
Yeah.
But Cuckoo Kangaroo and Bright Primate. We got to give it up to Bright Primate too, because they are also a very fantastic band. I've only seen them do opening stuff. I would love to finally see what they can do with the headlining gig.
Yeah.
All right, so One of the other reasons why these guys are back on my show, we're going to be talking about a cartoon that's not an anime. That's right. We like other things that are not just from Japan. We like other things from other countries that are cartoons. And this is a cartoon that I can't remember. I swear I've heard of it beforehand, but Andrew and Jonathan both, like, reintroduced me to it. A show called Wakfu.
Yes. I've been a Wakfu fan for a very, very long time. Since, I don't know, probably since its conception, when one of my buddies passed it off to me and was just like, hey, you're going to college for animation. Here's Wakfu. And I watched it and I instantly fell in love with it.
And the crazy thing is, this is a TV show that's super popular, but it's based off of a very, very popular MMO as well.
And yes, and I have that MMO.
Yeah, I actually just downloaded it yesterday. And the thing about with me and cartoons that are not from Japan and cartoons that are based off of video games that are not from Japan, it usually kind of leads up towards something that's not, well, I wouldn't say not really good, but like more like the awesomely bad sort of category, like the Super Mario Brothers Super Show, Legend of Zelda, Double Dragon, all those programs, all those video games had some very terribly fun cartoon like spin-offs.
Yeah.
But with Wakfu, I'm like blown away by the show. I've seen the first 12 episodes of season 1, and what I've seen so far has been like I'm already contemplating putting this on like the top 10 non-Japanese animated series I've ever seen. Like,
oh, yeah,
that's
absolutely
how good it is. But it's just crazy because this is a French animated series. And, you know, I know there are a lot of great French cartoons. But most of the good French cartoons I know are, like, art house ones. Like, of Sylvain Chomet with the Triplets of Belleville and The Illusionist.
Yeah. Well, I think this is a French-Canadian.
Is it French-Canadian? Because I know,
yeah.
I know it was all animated except for one episode in France.
Right. Well, it's all done by Studio... Hang on. I have the Kickstarter page up.
Oh, man. Andrew's really testing your editing skills today.
Ankama Animation.
Yes.
All the production is done in France except the episode 22. Rubilex and the special episode Nuximilla both produced in Japan.
In Japan?
Well, there's a special episode that was directed by Masaki Yuasa, the guy who directed Ping Pong the Animation and a couple of the Space Dandy episodes and... what's that? Oh, Mind Game. He directed Mind Game.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Rubai, France, or however you say that. R-O-U-B-A-I-X. French words.
Rubai Lux.
Yeah.
I think it's Rubilex. But anyways, this show is just fantastic. Like, I just started watching it halfway through the first season. And what also blows me away is... the French voice acting in this show is stupendous.
Yeah.
Yeah, French. Who knew?
We'll see. And that's my... This show was my first exposure to real French voices and voice acting and cartooning. And I was just so... I fell in love with it instantly to the point where it's just like, I cannot watch this unless it's in French.
No, I totally understand that, because that's how I jumped into it. I was like, you know, I know it's in English and it's in Spanish, but you know what? I will watch it in French. I will watch it the way it was intended to watch.
But we have to remember that it actually is not in English. The voice acting for the English dub was done much soon. You might not look at these anymore because it's bringing up spoilers. Where the studio did a Kickstarter back in...
They did it back in February, I believe.
Are you sure it was February? Oh, man.
January 20th, 2014, and it ended...
February.
So January into February.
Yep. Yep. And I was one of the backers of it. And so I'm still waiting for my DVDs, but it got to the point where it got stretch gold so far that we were able to get the DVDs not just in English, but also with the French, with the subtitles on it.
And not only that, but we got the stretch goal that also included, hey, now we're going to put season 2 in your DVD set, not just season 1. So, because we were only supposed to get season 1 in English, or at all, here in the United States. But now we're getting both seasons, which is phenomenal.
And not only that, but they also were able to fund a bunch of new episodes,
yeah,
too.
They got 3 OVAs in with that. Now, and believe it or not, before I was a fan of Wakfu, I was a fan of the artist of Wakfu, and I didn't even know.
Really?
Yeah, the guy who is the main or the lead artist, his name is Xavier, but a lot of the times his art handle is ZaXA, and on DeviantArt he's ZaZaZa. And I've been following him for a long time, like, since I, like, before I started college, probably. And then all of a sudden I'm watching the series Wakfu, and I find out that Xavier is the, you know, the lead artist of this awesome project, which is great.
Mm.
So one of my favorite artists is now making one of my favorite cartoons, and everything is awesome.
And I'm hoping that these 3 specials are going to lead towards, like, a season 3 of Wakfu, because it is a very popular TV series, at least over in France.
Well, it is pretty amazing because it does have a really big following worldwide, mostly because of its style and its animation and I would say the voice acting. But I actually remember one of the things that I wanted to mention earlier was when I first started watching it, it was so hard to get a hold of it. I think when I first started watching it, there were only 5 episodes available, and if you didn't keep up with it, the only way to get it was by pirating it, you know, because it was only released elsewhere. But even the piracy stuff was so hard to get a hold of because you just couldn't. And fans like me who were just dying to see the rest of Wakfu could not find it.
And many years later, it finally comes back over here.
Yeah, as soon as I saw that they were doing a Kickstarter campaign for it, I jumped on it. I was like, I'm not passing this up. I want this show on DVD.
You know, I just remembered something. A couple of years ago, there was a video game that came out for Xbox Live Arcade called Islands of Wakfu, and it was kind of a spin-off of everything that was happening with both the animated series and the MMO. And I didn't play the full game, I played the trial version of it, and I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, and actually, before Wakfu, there was even another version of it. It was called Dofus.
Dofus?
Dofus. And you can still find Dofus. If you search up Wakfu Dofus, it's really cool because it has all the same character classes as Wakfu and all the same character types, but their designs are completely different.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it's really fun to look at because of Xavier, like, all the character designs are just brilliant. Yeah, so have you had a chance to play any of the game
of Wakfu? I've only been able to do the tutorial so far.
Oh yeah. What race are you
playing? Well, the only race that they gave me to start off, which was like your regular average Joe looking kind of guy.
Interesting.
I don't know if it's because I'm starting off really early that I'm only being given this character, or
I don't know, because when I first started the game, there was like five classes to choose from, or 5 races to choose from, and actually even now that it's been out for a while, they added a whole bunch of new classes.
Well, hopefully maybe I can earn one of these classes. Hopefully it's not one of those situations where you have to pay for the classes like a lot of these MMOs out there, like Warcraft likes to do.
Yeah, I'm playing as one of the Ekaflips coins.
So, back to the animated series, because we haven't even touched on what the story is about. The main character is this 12-year-old boy named Yugo, who discovers he has these superpowers, because he was adopted as a little boy by this former bounty hunter turned baker. And when he discovered these powers, he was then told that he must find his birth parents. And alongside him, he's got this the baker's old friend Ruel, who's kind of like your greedy old man sort of stereotype. And then he's also got Princess Amalia and her servants are what's her name? Oh, Evangeline.
Yep.
And then alongside with them, there's Persidel, who's like the... he's kind of like your stereotypical sort of video game side character. What do they call him? Lock. The Lock.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, a lot of these episodes are dealing with character development. You're getting introduced to how these characters act, how they think, and how they feel. And you haven't really gotten to the main antagonist of this first season, which is Nox. But from what I've seen so far of this show, from these 12 episodes, like, it is hard not to fall in love with these characters.
Yeah, the characters are incredibly likable. As I've been gushing over the whole time, the designs are amazing.
All animated in Flash, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's all Flash animated.
Which is amazing. I mean, the way that the show is animated, it's a milestone in animation, let alone the fact that it's done in Flash, which is probably one of the hardest things to master.
Kind of like how My Little Pony is animated in Flash. Like, you should not be able to get that level of Flash out
right.
of Flash.
Even still, though, I have to say that Wakfu is far more complicated than My Little Pony ever was.
Yeah.
Especially with a lot of the action sequences.
Exactly.
And it's just such a beautiful series just to watch. I mean, you can just mute the show and just be in awe of the visuals because of how well they were able to master Adobe Flash.
Except you shouldn't mute the show because that opening theme song is amazing.
That song is just awesome. It's just so epic and it just pumps you up.
Now, are you watching it on Netflix?
Yes, I am watching it on Netflix.
Is it even though it's the French dub that you're watching on Netflix, is it still the English opening?
Nope.
Okay, good, because they are translating that theme song into English as well, which I was like, I want to watch it in French.
No, if you watch it in English, you get the English theme song. If you watch it in French, you get the French theme song.
Okay, good, because the French theme song is awesome.
No, I couldn't agree more with you. And I may touch on that just a little bit later on.
And I don't know how much longer we have to this event, but I think we're gonna have. I think I'm gonna have to log on to Wakfu, and we have to go play together. Go play some Wakfu online together.
Well, it depends if I can find you and if it'll let me log on. Since I just started. Like, I started today. That's how soon I started it.
Oh, we'll find each other.
So yeah, for our listeners out there, please do check out Wakfu. And it's sad because I really want to own this show, but sadly, the only way you can own it here in America is if you had donated to the Kickstarter.
Which I did. So I have it, you don't.
I wrote to them on Kickstarter saying, hey, I just discovered this show, I love it. Is there any way I can own it?
Who knows?
So until then, for our listeners, please go onto Netflix. Look up Wakfu, WAKFU. It is such a great series, and I'm just about like this close adding it to my top 10 list of best non-Japanese animated TV shows. Like, ever.
All right.
So, Andrew Jonathan, thank you again for joining us here on No Borders Erased, both from the comfort of our home and from when we did our previous segment with Cuckoo Kangaroo.
Oh, yeah.
Shameless plugging right now?
Oh, I'm exhausted. Sure. So, if you guys want to follow WikiDanime and maybe shoot us an email, talk to me about some Wakfu, you can email us at wikidanimereviews@gmail.com. Maybe you can even just tweet at us on Twitter at YoWikiDanime. That's the Twitter handle. Yeah, YoWikiDanime, yo. No second yo. You can also find us on Tumblr, and you can find us on Facebook /WikiDanime. You can find us at nerdyshow.com. /WikiDanime as well, where you can find our videos and our podcast, where you can also find our podcast at SoundCloud and iTunes. And finally, you can find us at youtube.com/WikiDanimeReviews, where we have the main hub of WikiDanime.
And now my turn. For the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bash Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, song requests, if you're in a band and want to be featured on the show, or if you have any questions for our friend Solid Sensei, you can write to us at thebastards@boston-brigade.com. You can find me at b3crew.tumblr.com and on Twitter at king_baby_duck. Like us on facebook.com/bostonbashbrigade and facebook.com/randomesh. Go to egmnow.com/electricsisterhood for all other things of geek gaming and anime. And don't forget about the other shows under the Land of Ash, including Electric Sisterhood, Geek Aggro, and Issa's Program. I knew I was going to screw it up one of these days.
Man, shame on you, Evan. I thought that you could not do any wrong.
I thought so, too. I thought I was at the point where I could just do it in my sleep.
See if we'll ever be on your show again.
Well, maybe this will entice you to come back on my show, because the final song we're going to play is the theme song to Wakfu.
Yay.
Oh, boy.
Yep, it's Caroline Zatapsky. And the name of the song is Se Te Pa, and it features Sebastian Pinito. I think he does some of the backing vocals of this song. So, until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
Jonathan from Wicked Anime.
Andrew from Wicked Anime.
Reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard,
but it sure helps.